This is GQDN for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious stuff. Once you get as many drink mixes as what you want, you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. Great stuff. Go get it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Lego for Fortnite. We got some GTA 6 news, and a voice actor has passed away. But we begin today with some voice acting people getting together. According to PCGamer.com, the SAG-AFTRA is now going on strike, but the negotiations will continue because of the voice actor AI protections. Now, we knew that September last year, the voice acting members of the SAG-AFTRA union, which does have 160,000 performing professionals across the industry, did approve a strike. And that came after the interactive media agreement, which did expire in 2022. And it was being extended for 2 years. And the reason why is because of AI. And now Google is coming out with new features coming to their AI. And the generative AI, what they are saying was a nightmare for voice actors, and they being PC Gamer. The video gamers have not been doing enough to protect the performers according to the union, and they did make a statement about it. Quote, "Our resolve is unwavering and should not be tested. Our membership voted more than 98% yes to authorize a strike of this contract should the employers not come to the table with a deal that includes our critical provisions, especially in AI. Now, this could mirror a historic actor strike, and the SAG-AFTRA strike for 118 days until the deal was struck with the media companies last year. So it could happen again. We will be following this. But there's another side to this story, because Crabtree Ireland did write a statement about this, and they said, quote, "We are steadfast in our commitment to our memberships who work this contract and whose extraordinary performances are the heart and soul of the world's most popular video games. Time is running out for the companies to make a deal." So once again, we will keep an eye on this. Now, outside of the strike, Ubisoft is now porting Skull and Bones to Steam. That comes via PCGamer.com, and Skull and Bones will be launching on Steam on August 22nd. The Steam page is up right now. So here's what Skull and Bones did say on X. Quote, "Skull and Bones is setting sail on Steam on August 22nd. Get ready to navigate the ruthless high seas, engage in brutal naval battles, and build your own empire. Wish list now." So, how good will the reviews be there? I haven't looked yet, but we shall see when that game comes out on Steam. There's another one that's out on Steam. It's Monster Hunter. But we're not talking about the game. No, we're talking about Capcom, because DualShockers.com did say that they don't have any plans to eliminate the physical games. Why? Because they had their shareholders meeting, and they did outline what they wanted to do to keep the physical media going. And Capcom is mostly known for Monster Hunter and Resident Evil. And they said that even when Resident Evil 9 comes in, they will keep the physical discs, though they will be producing them. How do we know this? Well, they went to the Q&A session, and that's where the publisher did say that they just want to promote the games via the physical discs. In fact, Stealth and Neo Skite was talking on Twitter. We'll begin with Stealth. Quote, "Capcom told investors that there is a significant demand for physical games. Despite the rise of digital game popularity, they won't end physical sales." Within the quote, "Given that significant number of end users demand physical games, we do not We currently do not expect to eliminate physical, I would say, copies myself, end quote. But Neil Skite did say, quote, good to hear Capcom is committed to physical games. There's nothing like holding a physical copy in your hand. Now, Capcom is confirming that 90.1% of their sales were for digital titles in 2023 for their financial year. But the fans were happy to hear that the studio was committed to continuing the release of those physical games. So what should they do? Should they keep it the physical or should they go digital? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now, we go to Assassin's Creed, because according to IGN, Assassin's Creed did apologize to their Japanese fans. In fact, they put up a pretty long statement up on X, at which you can read yourself. I'd read it, but it's way long for me. But still, just know that they've apologized. In fact, I will put up a little bit of a quote, and this is within their statement. So, quote, despite these sustained efforts, we acknowledge that some elements in our promotional materials have caused concern within Japanese community. For this, we sincerely apologize, end quote. Will that be enough? We shall see. Now, GamesRadar.com said that GTA 6 won't be that different from GTA 5. So, one of the former Rockstar Games developers, names, and I do apologize, Abby, for me, probably butchered it, was sharing his thoughts about Grand Theft Auto 6. In fact, he thinks that it's going to be, quote, going to be the best game out there, end quote. Now, he is not involved with GTA 6 because he left Rockstar in 2009. But he did spend about 14 years as a technical director and did play a large role while programming both GTA 3 and 4, along with Vice City and San Andreas. And there was a big impact on Grand Theft Auto series as a whole. So, he did have an interview on YouTube with San and Play, and he made sure that he said that he had no inside information. But he did say that he was impressed with what he has seen so far, because he was talking about the trailer's beach scene, where he was talking about the individual scenes and that they have some unique animation. It blew him away. So here's what he said about GTA 6. Quote, I don't think it's going to be wildly different from GTA 5. I think maybe people might be a little disappointed on the first day, but it's still going to be the best game out there, end quote. We'll see you next year. Now, GameSpot gave us what to expect at Gamescom 24, including the dates, tickets, and some of the attendees. So, the first question is, when is Gamescom? Well, that is August 21st through August 25th. Now, August 21st is for the media and business people only. August 22nd through the 25th is open to the public. And the tickets cost about 29.5 euros. Keep in mind, this is in Germany, Cologne, Germany. So, what will we expect? Well, we'll have opening night on Tuesday, August 20th. And that will have some game reveals, trailers, and some other announcements. The attendees will be able to visit the show floor and watch the gaming tournaments. There will also be a, quote, cosplay village, end quote, where people can see the best cosplay. But there will be no Switch 2 at Gamescom. But it is possible that the Nintendo representatives could be on hand at the event. So we'll see what happens there. And there will be some exhibitors. And there is a big time list. We're seeing some of the list right now, which will include Amazon Games, AMD, Bethesda, Blizzard, EA, Giant Software, Konami, MetaQuest, Rocket Beans, Sega, Square Enix, THQ Nordic, okay, that's a little bit of wrestling, mostly, Ubisoft and Xbox, along with quite a few others. Well, maybe Final Fantasy XIV will be there. I say that because Kotaku did say that there's a new raid, and there's a certain music that people are now listening to, and it is very popular with the people. In fact, it's called Be My Honey, and that's a pop song that has the background music to Final Fantasy XIV's new raid. In fact, that raid is the Arcadon, and it's on floor 2, and like I said, the song is called Be My Honey. In fact, people were tweeting about it, and a lot of people had that song on their mind. In fact, some people were posting the lyrics online on Twitter. So yeah, if you want to see it, you can go check it out on YouTube. So go try it. Now, Xbox may have some new games coming out. Well, maybe not more games, more discounts because of a store's closure. This comes to us from purexbox.com, and there are 3 additions to the sale. There's Charlie Murder, The Dishwasher Dead Samurai, and The Dishwasher Vampire Smile. Because those are added, well, mainly because of the Xbox 360 Marketplace will be closed on July 29th. So that'll be for good. Monday's the deadline. Wah, wah. But, hey, at least you can build some Legos. You can build a bus. Because we saw Lego in the Fortnite game. Well, according to NintendoLife.com, you can see Fortnite in real life. Because now you can build your own bus. Now, the Fortnite Lego sets will launch on October 1st. So if you want one, you'll have to wait till then. Now, the bus, I'm going to tell you this in American dollars, is $99. The Supply Llama is $39. The Der Burger is $15. And the Halloween-themed Peely Bone is $99. And those are designed for adults. We end today on a sad note. According to PC Games N, PCGamesN.com, Sam Mowry has passed away. Now, he was a voice actor that gave voices to Dota 2, League of Legends, and Legends of Runeterra. And within Dota 2, he did have several characters within the game, mainly Anti-Mage, Beastmaster, Clockwork, Necrophos, Seldar, and Warlock. And he was also portrayed as a shopkeeper. Of the game's shopkeeper. He was also the voice of Rast, which is a League of Legends character. And both League of Legends and Riot Games did pay tribute to Mowry on their Twitter post. Quote, "For the voice of Adarkin, Sam was a bastion of light. It was an honor to work with him, and he will live on as a part of Runeterra forever. It is apparent that Mowry did die from cardiac arrest. We do mourn his passing." This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more.